I would just like to share a verse of God's precious word with you today. It's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, and it's verse number 16. And it's in the backdrop of the Lord calling his disciples to go out and to share the truth that a Saviour has come into the world. And the Lord is sending his disciples forth. And that's something the Lord would have us in this day and generation to take to heart as well. Jesus Christ said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me." He calls us to confess him before men. Paul the Apostle said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus." And the gospel is something that the Christian is to keep, but we're not to keep it to ourselves. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But that demands a lot of wisdom, and it demands a lot of grace as well. And so in Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 16, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves. As a preacher of the gospel, as a pastor of a church, I'm involved in the spreading of the gospel. And we don't always get it right, but can I make an appeal to those who are involved in Christian work and Christian ministry? Seek to exercise wisdom and display grace as well. You know, a lot of well-meaning Christians are sometimes very foolish and very unwise as to how they go about fulfilling the Great Commission. There was a thing in the news there just this morning about rivers being clogged up with rubbish, plastic bottles, and inside many of them were gospel tracts and gospel verses. I don't know, friends, about you, but in the spreading of the gospel, you don't want to go throwing your trash and your litter into the sea and into rivers and clogging up the rivers and filling them with plastic and all that type of thing. I'm not in the woke movement at all, but we do have to look after our environment, and you can't be dirty and unclean and throw your rubbish out onto the street and into the rivers and fields and into the sea and put a gospel tract expecting that somehow to be a witness. Be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. If you want someone to hear the gospel, go in grace and spread the gospel and speak to that person with tenderness in your heart, face to face. Offer them a piece of gospel literature. Seek to share the gospel with them. Offer them an invitation to come and hear the gospel. Invite them out to church. Show them Christian love, but don't be throwing your trash and your plastic bottles into the sea and into the rivers and clogging the place up. Be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. I'm involved with some others in tract distribution as well, and open air ministry. Have been for many, many years, over 25 years now. And it deserves a lot of respect, and it needs a lot of wisdom as well. And if you're in the public square and you're sharing the gospel, don't shout people down. Don't condemn people. Share the gospel. Yes, talk about sin and the need for faith and the need for repentance, but the gospel is good news. And sometimes people, in their misguided zeal, go out and they shout people down and they take the public square for maybe an hour of the people's time, and they shout and they single people out and they label people and they cause confrontation. And sadly for some, all they have succeeded in doing is getting the gospel banned, in a sense. It's not sometimes even because of the message. It's because of the methods and the means and the manner in which the gospel is shared. The Lord Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. He never compromised the truth. But he did it with love, and he preached the gospel, and he preached the truth with grace in his heart. Some people are all grace and no truth. Some people are all truth and no grace, and we need both. We need to be wise as serpents, but we also need to be as harmless as doves. The preaching of the cross is an offence to those who believe not. To the natural man, it's an offence. But sometimes, if we're honest in the Christian church, it's not the message that causes the offence, but sometimes the messenger, in their misguided zeal and in their lack of wisdom. maybe making things difficult for others just because of how they go about it. I'm making an appeal today. Let's spread the gospel. Let's try to get people under the word. Let's share the love of the cross and the love of Christ. Let's share the message of God's precious word, but let's be wise. Let's do it in a biblical way. Let's do it with our lips and with our hearts. Let's not cause life to be difficult for others by polluting rivers and throwing our rubbish out and clogging up things. And dear friends, be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. May God bless you. May God encourage you as you seek to share and spread the wonderful message of the gospel. Let's do it with love in our hearts, because there's a world out there that needs Christ. The Lord sends his people forth as sheep. Sheep are timid, sheep are tender, and he does that, and he sends them forth in the midst of wolves. And if we're not wise, and we're not gracious, and we're not humble, and we're harmful, those wolves will devour us. May God bless you and encourage you today to spread his precious word. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you richly.